It's Lisa Shore, Let It Ride, Soul Candy Session. Remember Soul Candy? Oh my goodness, what has happened to house? It's Wise FM Lunch with me, Lily. It's just 20 minutes before we get to 1 year lunch time. There's this voice note I just received now, over 2 minutes long. And I actually want to play the whole voice note on the radio. I may have to divide it in half. It would be a pity if somebody catches the second part of the voice note or only gets to hear the first part. So it's a bit tricky for me right now, but I need to make that decision. So letting us know if at all you are fluent in your mother tongue, your native language. But also, what would be interesting to find out is what language you took up koskolong as your first language. Yeah, what language did you take up koskolong? Did you even have the option to go for your home language koskolong as one of the two languages that you had to learn back in your school days? Share your voice note with us. Not too long here. Maybe for my 30 seconds. So on 072-885-7702. All right, so one of our stories we had on Noise from the Night as we started the show was on Ututuzile Zuma Sambudla, who struggles to speak isiZulu. At one point, she was addressing MK followers, KZN, KZN, and couldn't speak isiZulu and spoke English instead. She explained and apologized why and explained why she could not speak the language. And I remember back in May, I think it was, she actually required the assistance of a translator to speak to supporters during an election campaign event. And by the sound of the people in the room, as you played a clip earlier, people actually applauded after she apologized. Well, it's not actually her fault. You know, she also is a victim of apartheid. Her own words, not mine. So we're asking you the question today. Can you speak your mother tongue? How fluent are you? Also, what languages did you take up? Here's the very long voice note that I'm dying to share with you.
So good day, South Africa. Today, the topic of the day, I hear you. Yeah, it is not a Zuma's problem. It's a national problem, actually. Just like me, I can give you reference. I'm from Mpumalanga, and I've worked in Pretoria for the past 20 years. What happened there? There is no Swati school there in Tswana place. If you go to KwaZulu-Natal from Limpopo, you won't receive a Sipedi school from primary crash in KwaZulu-Natal. You go to Eastern Cape, you cannot find Siswati school or Shangane school or Zulu school in the Eastern Cape, the whole Eastern Cape. Meaning the Eastern Cape Xhosa, if he comes to Mpumalanga, you have to change the language into English and forgetting his mother language. So think about it, the whole nation, that actually we have been misled here since from Mandela time. That he didn't think about it, that what is unity? What is the rainbow nation? Why didn't we integrate it into ourselves and then dwelling into a white man's language? Now we forgot our own language because wherever we were living with our parents, there were no such kind of school to accommodate us on what to learn about our own self for our own heritage. That's where things get lost, following United Kingdom attitude and the laws and regulations of the Dutch laws that locked us until today. We can't unlock ourselves because of these issues. So should we start to solve this problem, then Mpumalanga must at least have those schools for babies, causes, except focusing on Swati school, on which also is not conducive Swati, because Eswatin people do discriminate the Swatis in South Africa, of Mpumalanga in South Africa. That is me. Okay, right. I'm anonymous, but okay, right. The station manager knows my number. It's real. It's me, that one. Sharp, South Africa. I love you all, although I trust no one. Thank you.
I love how you close your voice note. Send your voice note.